This weekend marks the end of an era in Keokuk. The 28th and final Civil War reenactment will be held in Rand Park. The event brought tens of thousands of visitors to the city over the years. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott spoke with a few of the people who helped make the event a success to find out their favorite memories.
My name is Wes Pohorski, and I've been a part of the reenactment for all 28 years. I have not been on the tourism board but like 10 or 15 years, I guess. My wife, Marilyn, was the one who was the director of tourism. She helped put together and came up with this idea of putting this on, and I guess probably one of the things that I remember the most is that first year is the expression on her face and the happiness in her voice when the whole thing finally came together, and it actually did happen, and all the tents were up in the park, and she made a statement, "Here comes my cavalry," and the cavalry horse trailers start moving in.
I'm Dick Pohorski, and my sister-in-law, Marilyn Pohorski, is the lady that started the reenactment in Keokuk. And that first reenactment weekend, my brother and sister-in-law invited us from Cedar Rapids down to Keokuk to witness this thing called a Civil War reenactment. When we stepped foot into Rand Park and saw the tents and the authentically uniformed reenactors, smelled the smoke from the fires, I turned around to the family and I said, "We're going to be doing this."
My name is Ted McGackey, and this will be the 28th year for me to be on the board, Convention Tourism, in regards to the reenactment. Originally, I was on the board when the whole thing came to a head. We decided to do it. Some of my favorite memories are just the people that return year after year after year, and some of the things that we had to do to keep these people comfortable while they were in town. We tried to host new events like the 1st Brigade Band. We had a ball team called the Muffins that drew a large crowd. And every year we tended to add something a little different.
My name's Tyler McGackey. I have been on the tourism board officially for 15 years. I've been involved with the Civil War reenactment in some way for 28 years, riding around in a golf cart with my father and helping him out. Some of my, I guess, fondest memories of the reenactment would be, you know, traveling up Orleans Avenue and just seeing tents from one end of Rand Park to the other and smelling the firewood. That's something that always will be in my mind when this weekend comes along. Seeing all the reenactors and their period clothing and learning history and going to the ball and seeing how things were back, you know, during the 1860s.
My name is John Olson. I'm from Waterloo, Iowa. I've been attending the Keokuk reenactment, Civil War reenactment, since its inception. I've only missed one year. That was a year because then, as development director for Public Radio KUNI KHKE, I had to schedule a fundraiser during that time, so I had to schedule myself for work. I love the people of Keokuk. It's been an honor and a privilege to come there. Memories are so many I can't recount, but some of the most memorable, of course, are working with President Lincoln and his wife, Mrs. Lincoln, throughout the entire reenactments. In spite of rain, cold, wind, and so on, which seems to have plagued on occasion some of the reenactments there at Keokuk. Thanks again for all of the memories.
Those were a few of the people who helped make the annual Civil War reenactment in Keokuk a reality. This is the final year for the event. The battle reenactments will take place at 2:30, both Saturday and Sunday afternoons. After Sunday's battle, a ceremony will be held to mark the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott produced our story.